What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another NFL season and another season of the Wise Guys NFL Betting Show. Geek and Cuz together again. How great is this, Cuz?
Football season, my brother. Football season is here, baby. Love it.
So exciting.
By the way, you upgraded the graphics. Really nice.
Leveled
That's what a wise guy does. Wise guy does graphics.
Listen, even before we get into the bets, okay, because you're talking about a wise guy right now. So last weekend, I think I texted you on this. I'm in the backyard, right? I'm cooking on the grill, right? And I'm feeling very proud of myself, cuz I'm cooking, I'm smashing burgers, bro. Smashing them. I got the griddle top. I'm smashing them. I'm sweating. I'm dripping. I got the whole thing on. I'm guests coming over. I'm giving the cheeseburgers out. You know what? I think my wife is appreciating me at this moment. I'm like entertaining our guests. I'm being the ultimate super husband. She looks at me. You want to know what she says? She looks at me and she goes,
"You're like a real man.
Don't wear shorts." She said, "Adon, don't wear shorts." She just looked at me and walked away. Because I was wearing shorts. And, you know, the high socks and the whole deal. She said, "Adon, don't wear shorts." And then she just walked away. I can't win.
She's right. Adon doesn't wear shorts.
I can't win. But we are back. The Wise Guys. And guys, for those who know, brought to you by the Sharp app, of course. And for those who don't remember last year, Cuz Gargano crushing the bets all season long. And we're back for another season of NFL bets, having fun, all that good stuff. So without further ado, Cuz, today, you know, we're taking a look at NFL futures. We still got a couple weeks to the season. So we're going to take a look at NFL futures, some team win totals, some division winners, some Super Bowl winner bets, a pizza bet coming up at the end. A lot of good stuff here. And I'm really excited to get going. It's all brought to you by, of course, the Sharp app, where we have actual, you know, models and breakdowns for all of these different futures as well. The futures models and, of course, the home of the Proptimizer and all our great tools at Sharp app. So make sure to check it out. My man. Let's get right into it.
I love it. Don Geekus.
Don Geekus. Don Geekus. I need the bets for the weekend. I'm excited to break this down, Cuz. So let's get right into this.
Yeah.
We're talking team totals. And, you know, today's big news was on the Cardinals. So we're taking a look at Cardinals. We're going in alphabetical order because that's what's showing on my screen. And so that's how we're going to do it. And the Cardinals just got rid of Colt McCoy and basically said, and we are a week away from the season. They're like, yeah, we haven't decided who our quarterback's going to be. They're deciding between Clayton Toon, the rookie, I think fourth, fifth rounder, a late rookie pick, or they just picked up Josh Dobbs, who you remember as the starter for the Browns, was it last year? Not the Browns. My goodness, I can't even remember now.
Dobbs was in Baltimore.
Started a playoff game for last night, last season. He started a playoff game, not the Colts. Oh my God, I can't remember. One of the playoff teams that lost their quarterback, and now the Titans. He started a playoff game.
No, that's right. It was the Titans.
Yes.
Oh God, ew.
Started ahead of, and we don't know who the quarterback is. Now, they're given a team total here. Right now, the line on the Cardinals is 4.5 games, 4.5 wins. And the juice is on the under right now at minus 165. So what do you think of that one?
Yeah, here's the deal. They're tanking, and they're making no bones about it. And even though you got to pay a little bit, and I would love to got this earlier, it's still a stone under. They're horrible. Look, they're hard. They have no quarterback. They're going to be bad. I mean, you look at this team, and they've gone all in on the tank. Listen, you know me. I'm from Philadelphia, right? Do I know tanks and processes? All right? I know the process. This is an NFL process. They will be the worst team in football.
I totally agree. Now, there's nothing good about the Cardinals. I think because that they actually want to get rid of Kyler Murray. I think they know they messed up, and that Kyler Murray will be gone after this year as well. I think they're going for that number one pick to grab one of the elite quarterbacks coming out next season as well. So I think they're actively looking to
lose. I highly recommend that.
Oh, yeah, get rid of him? Oh, yeah, it's the right call.
And here's the thing. It's a shame because he can move. He's got a good arm, undersized. But you could see he just is not, you know, committed to his craft. I mean, that's a big issue. He joked before about, you know, playing video games and the whole thing. Dude, like you're an NFL quarterback, man. You got to be quarterbackish. I've watched Jalen Hurts, who you love, and you've been on from the beginning. And I watched how he went about his business. Never saw anything like it. Like the consummate professional. And that's what Kyler Murray needs to do.
You know, us regular people, and I just me, like a regular guys, right, who dream about being football players and have to talk about it instead, right? It's hard for us to imagine somebody being like Kyler Murray. You have all this God-given talent. You're amazing, and you have the chance to be one of the best players ever, but you don't care. And did you see the Johnny Manziel show, the Netflix special about Johnny Manziel? Did you see this?
Yeah, I did.
That kid was like, I saw
Johnny Football, yep.
Yeah, I was watching his documentary, and he's actively saying, you know, I didn't like playing. I didn't enjoy being in the NFL. It's too serious. I had fun in college. It wasn't fun, and I didn't give a shit. And I almost respect that more. I'm like, this guy was like, thanks for the money, but I don't enjoy this, so I'm out. Like, I actually respect that more than almost like what Kyler does, which is not really care enough to give your team a great product, but just enough to like stick around. So I kind of.
Now, again, Johnny Manziel was not an NFL quarterback, right? So you knew that. The thing about Murray is that he could be.
Yes.
He does. Listen, he's undersized all without a doubt, but his arm is decent and he can move. There's no reason why. It's a shame. It's all because of what you just said.
Doesn't care. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. On the under, this is a bettable spot at -165, 4.5, but do you push this to 3.5 games and take the plus money, +120 at 3.5?
Yeah, you know what? It's tough because here's the thing. I love the idea of going plus money, and I don't think that they'll get to three. I think they're going to be a one or a two-win team, but you can always use the cushion because this league is filled with parity. You're in the West. I mean, who knows, right? The Rams could go south in a hurry and something flukish happens and you win. I just assume Lady Juice.
Yeah. And what if Dobbs is good? What if he's good?
Yeah, I don't think so, but no. You know.
All right. Next up.
June, you know, Houston, he was a Cougar.
Yeah, he's not
out of field. I'm not fearing Clayton Tune.
No, that's not the guy. The name. No.
You don't like the quarterback name, the Tune?
No, come on. Clay. If he was a badass, his name would be Clay Tune. The fact that he allows himself to refer to as Clayton.
Yes.
You really agree.
If he's Clay, he's quarterbackish.
That's more badass.
Nah.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, sorry. All right. Now, this next team, the Falcons, I think have a sneaky, acceptably better than people might think he might be quarterback in Des Ridder, right? The number is 8.5 games. They got Bijan over there. They got one of the best offensive lines. And I think this one's really interesting because, and I want to hear your take, because I think they're in a pretty bad division where there'll be winnable games across basically the Panthers and the Saints and the Bucks. I mean, they're all bad. So this number is at 8.5. Juice just a smidge to the under. What do you say?
I go over.
I like it.
I think that they have a chance. I think, again, to get to 9, I agree with everything you said about that division. And to me, when you're betting these win totals, you got to look at who your division is. You got to look at what's there. You got to examine the schedule. You look at the defense. You look at who's what's in the division. And I think it's to me, it's over or no play. I wouldn't bet the under.
I like the over here as well. Exactly for, yeah, I think that the division is worse than you think. I think these guys are going to get more wins. They're going to have some sneaky wins in there. And I think the Falcons are slightly better. I'm actually surprised at how juiced this number. I thought I'd get like a 7.5 on this team, but we also have to remember.
I love Bijan. I do. I think he's going to make an impact. I think they've committed to try to get their defense better. And again, like you bring up, you know, listen, I love Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young will be, I think he'll be a player. But you know, rookie quarterbacks, and especially in a team like Carolina and what surrounds him, I think you got wins there. I think you, like, look at the Saints. Tampa's horrendous.
Tampa's horrible.
Right? So I think you're going to get wins in that division, like you said. And I do think that that's a sneaky team. So I do like the over.
Yeah, I'm about it. I think you play the over on that one, 8.5. Not much more to add. I think they're Bijan is my number one running back in fantasy this year. He's my number one.
You said that. You told me we were going over sleepers and everything else. You said that it would be a Bijan. Bijan's one of your best guys.
I'm catching shit for that, cuz. I don't care. I'll take it. I'll take it. They're throwing shit at me. They're saying, "What a geek? What do you know? What do you mean, Christian McCaffrey? You're taking this guy. What do you know?" They're saying all that about me. But what? Who will get the last laugh in the end?
Geek.
It's going to happen.
All day long.
Baltimore Ravens. Refreshed team.
I love Baltimore. I do.
10.5.
I'm very high on Baltimore, and I love their offense.
Four wide sets.
Yep. I think Lamar's going to have a good year. I think they're going to put up points. I think they're going to be aggressive. I'm very bullish on Baltimore, and when you're looking to play them, especially early, I would look at their over, their team total overs.
10.5.
They're going to be, and I think they win 11 games, but and that division's tough, all right? But I'm talking overs when it comes to points, team totals. So your first month, and I like this actually better than the win total. Even though, you know, I think they would go over, bet their team total during the first month before the books adjust.
Yeah, team totals. I like this approach. Fucking genius. So we're looking at the offense being more efficient and better than what the odds makers are expecting early in the season. I love that, and I agree. I love Zay Flowers, cuz. I love this kid.
Yeah, he's a stud, dude. I agree. I love him, too.
People were talking all off season.
You draft in every league I'm in, and that would be one Geekus Aurelius.
That's the man. That's what I love hearing. I've got that guy in every league as well. I'm drafting him in Dynasty. I took him everywhere because no one liked him. And I think everybody's wrong. So everybody, they were down on him. They said, Lamar doesn't throw. Rashad Bateman. They're talking about Bateman. Talking about Odell Beckham. No. No. It's Zay. Zay is the Hollywood. Zay is like a better version of Hollywood Brown. I think he's going to do really well over there. So I love that. And I love your way. I don't think I'm going to bet the over 10.5. I would lean under on the win total for the Ravens because they're there with the Steelers and the Bengals. And there's just too many good teams.
I mean, look, Cleveland's dangerous. I mean, look, that division, this goes back to what we were talking about. You know, that's a rough division because I think Pittsburgh is sneaky. I kind of like where Pickett's, and we'll get to them later. But when you're examining Baltimore, my advice is bet their over and especially their team total over early in the season.
We're going to hammer those in our week one betting show because I'm not a bit. I always go game totals. You're a big team totals guy, and I love it. I like the thought process. All right. Next up, we've got the Bills. Talk about a tough division. The AFC East has gotten better. The Jets have Aaron Rodgers, for what it's worth. Tua's back with the Dolphins for now. And the Patriots, you know, they're never that bad with Bill Belichick at the helm. So you got the Bills here. There's a 10.5 total. This seems low for me for the Bills. Cuz, why is that number so low? It's juiced minus 150.
I think there's Bills fatigue. Actually, I like the over. I would bet the over because I think there's value here. I think there's Bills fatigue. I think that loss to Cincinnati almost did. I don't know if you'll remember this, but the year before the Milwaukee Bucks won the title, they were supposed to win. They were a favorite. They were everybody's darling. And they lost again. And it was like, ah, that's it. They wrote them off. And I think people are going to write the Bills off. And I actually think the Bills have value. Remember, 17-game season. I think there's value with Buffalo. I think people are just don't believe in Buffalo after what happened against Cincinnati last year in the playoffs. And I think there's Bills fatigue. To me, that's value over the Bills.
I love it. I agree. I don't see how they don't get to 11 wins. I think the Jets will be less good than what is being predicted. I think, again, the aforementioned Miami, dangerous. Tua's one hit away from a career ender. I hope the kid the best. I
mean, do they have a run game?
Not yet. They're trying to get Taylor. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, by the time people are watching this, maybe Jonathan Taylor will be there. But, like, they don't. And Raheem Mostert. So, but I'm worried about Tua's. I'm worried about Tua. In that. So, but either way, the Bills, I totally agree with you, being underrated here. And what they were missing, I think they filled it with Dalton Kincaid, the tight end. I really do. I think he's going to be that Cole Beasley outlet that Josh Allen needed last year and just did not have. He, you know, what are you going to do? Gabe Davis is running streaks. You know, Steph Diggs is double teamed and he's out running deep patterns. And when he had to make a short throw, he did not have who to throw to. I think they fixed it. We'll see. But that is not a team that, you know, and they also lost Daboll, and you're going to regress for a second when you lose a coach that good. But I think it's going to bounce back. Because this team is really close to your heart, the Carolina Panthers, right?
Not anymore.
Last year they proved.
Now it's Nebraska.
Matt Rhule. But, you know, I was talking to some friends of mine about this. And do you have an example of a college coach that moved to the NFL and was successful? And I'm not talking about Pete Carroll, NFL, college, NFL. I'm saying a college coach. Has it ever happened? Jimmy Johnson? I don't know. Has it ever happened? Sure. Jimmy was an NFL guy.
Yeah, well, he was a college guy, though.
Yeah, he was. Is Jimmy the only example? Miami. Has there ever been a successful, let's throw Jimmy out. So maybe Jimmy Johnson, has there ever been another successful college to NFL head coaching attempt?
You have to go way back to Dick Vermeil, who was at UCLA. I mean, that was a long time ago.
The 80s? I mean, this is a long, that's what 70s, I'm saying. Dude, yeah. I don't think it works. I think a college coach, I don't even blame Matt Rhule for what happened. These college coaches.
Yeah, I could argue that. The Matt started with the Giants, you know, and then he went to Temple.
That's fair. So
he had his first, he spent the first 3 years of his coaching career with New York. You know, again, I thought couple things happened with Matt and why it failed. I don't believe in the, I know Saban failed and
Urban, hate the face, hate the face.
Yes.
The guys are terrible.
Kingsbury, right? Like, but
Chip, you know, the high speed guy.
Disaster.
They don't work. It doesn't work.
So Matt's issue was he just couldn't get a quarterback.
His situation didn't help him out. No.
Right. Like, you got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, teams competed. I just think, you know, he got bit by the quarterback. Darnold was a disaster. He kind of got strong armed into bringing back Cam Newton. Like, it was just ugly at quarterback.
Bad scene in Carolina. My Panthers fans are happy.
Bridgewater.
Oh. Bryce Young looks good. Looked good in the preseason. I'm not a fan of the 5'10" core. I'm not a fan of the shorties, but he looks good. Some decent. Adam Thielen is out there, number one wide receiver. Can they make any kind of damage? It's the number 7.5.
Nah, I don't like it. I mean, to me, it's under or no bet.
I feel like you want to parlay that with the Atlanta over. Just like if Atlanta's going over, these guys are probably going over.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I look at them and I think they're going to be okay. And I do like Bryce Young, but I'm not a big fan of when you look at a rookie coming to a team like that, you know, that's tough, man. I know that number to me screams under. I think it'll be a sweat, and so I probably wouldn't play it. But if I had to choose a side, it would definitely be under.
I think you're making a wise bet, cuz if you're betting on rookie quarterbacks to not be good, look how bad some of these rookies were over the last couple of years. Trevor Lawrence, horrific.
Yeah.
Fields, disaster. I mean, Zach Wilson, still a disaster. These rookies, we got spoiled by like Burrow and Herbert.
Is Rodgers going to save your boy? Zach?
He's helping him. He's helping his headspace. But Zach's inability to think under pressure is not going to change no matter what happens. The same way, cuz, that when I go on the golf course, I can't hit a fucking ball to save my life. But at the driving range, I'm the Tiger Woods out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, should I try for the PGA Tour? Because I'm hitting straight. And then it's yoink, yoink. Why do I fail under pressure, cuz? It's because I'm not a high level athlete. That's why I don't. That's the PGA. You think one guy's better than the next? It's just all mental. It's all mental. And Zachy, he ain't got it. He does not have the mental. What do you think of the personality? Have you watched Hard Knocks? What do you think of the personality of Aaron Rodgers?
He's great. Like, listen, he's extremely lovable. Like, he knows cameras are there. And is he playing up to it? Probably. But I was always a Rodgers fan, I have to be honest with you. And I think he has a big year.
I hope so.
He's got weapons. He can still move. He's got a great arm. Guess what? I'm bullish.
They don't need him to do that much, because they have an elite defense. We'll get to the Jets. They have an elite defense. They don't need him to do that much. Now, here's a team. I'm curious which way you're going to go. I'm not even going to tell you my lean. But you know I love this quarterback. And that's the Chicago Bears and my boy, Justin Fields. I love Justin Fields, right? And DJ Moore. Oh, yeah. Finally, DJ Moore has what I consider to be a real quarterback. Although, you know, that's arguable, but finally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's arguable. I know.
That's going to get the ball down the field.
I think Fields is going to.
I know you love legs. You're a leg man.
I do. I love it. I when they can throw you. Hurts is the archetype, but I think Fields is doing that too. I think he's on the path. So the Bears number here, cuz, is 7.5. It's juiced -130 to the over. Weakened division. You know, the Packers took a little bit of a hit. Maybe without Aaron Rodgers, we'll see how Jordan Love does. You got the Lions on the upswing. I think the Vikings may be on the down. I think the Vikings, you and I talked about it all last season. We bet. I don't think we made any more money. Like, we crushed bets last offseason.
Fade Minnesota.
Yeah. Fading Minnesota, especially in the playoffs.
The defense was woefully bad.
Horrific. And a great team to target in fantasy for offenses against. So my favorite week one NFL stack in DFS is Fields to DJ Moore. I'm all over it. I love it. Right.
That is my favorite stack. You've already gotten your week one stack.
I'm already working on it. I'm working on my stacks. I made my first lineup video like 4 weeks ago. I'm ready. So 7.5.
I wouldn't touch it.
You don't know?
Nah.
Too risky. They were not winning games.
Like, listen, because you look at that division, right? And I agree with how you summarized it. And you got Detroit. The only thing is, Green Bay might not be bad. They may not be.
I agree. Yeah.
In very small doses, he looked decent. They have good young receivers, Watson and Dobbs. And that's it. You got both backs coming back, right? Like, so your lines are pretty good. Their defense is decent. So I don't think the Packers are toast, you know, and Minnesota does still have a great offense.
All decent teams. There's no garbage team in that mix. I think Fields might surprise and actually be a good thrower.
You're right. You know, adding DJ Moore is a big deal. You still got Mooney, who I like. I think is actually underrated.
Mooney is where he belongs now as your WR2 third target, second, third target. He could do his thing without as much attention. Cole Kmet looked really good at times last year as well. And the running game is fine with whoever they have over there. I kind of like the rookie, Roschon Johnson. We'll see if he gets any playing time. All right, let's keep it going. Bengals. You know, this is a really, I'm surprised at this number, 10.5. Same as the Bills. You know, it's a surprisingly low number to me. What do you think here? 10.5 on the Bengals.
Here's the problem. It's the Burrow issue. Like, I know you're slated, you know, you think he's going to play and everything's going to be all right, but yeah. Aren't you worried about a quarterback that enters the season dinged?
I'm not a doctor, cuz. And I can't assume that I know. Like, let me put it this way. I'm not going to make this bet because I don't know. But let's say if I knew he wasn't starting week one, I'm out. Because if he's not playing week one, I don't want to know what the hell's going on with this guy. But if he's playing week one, then I kind of, all right.
He does play because of the line, but what is that? You know, what level is he? Where is he at? I don't know, dude. I gotta tell you, I'm weary of those teams that make those kinds of runs. Yeah, they're another team. They had Kansas City beat.
This is what I'm saying. They competed with Kansas City. Probably could have won that game. So, like, I mean, I just don't know. 10.5 seems like a low number to me. Again, we did talk about this division. It is very good. It is better.
I would not bet that over.
Yeah, it's probably.
I think that's a soccer bet.
Yeah, you might have to stay away because, and especially even a nip or a tuck to Burrow, where if he's actually hurt even for a game or two, they're not even going to sniff this number.
I agree.
The injury risk really is, of course, to the under. Speaking of the AFC, we're back in the North with the Cleveland Browns. Their number is set at 9.5. It's slightly juiced +115 to the over, or I'm sorry, -135. It's juiced to the under, 9.5. Now the Browns. Deshaun Watson. Knocked the rust off a little bit last year. Nick Chubb coming back looked like an unbelievable player. And, of course, Njoku breaking out as the tight end. You got Amari Cooper and then just a cast of Nayer Duwells.
In that division, the only team that I would bet to go over, and we'll get to them, is the Steelers, because that's the only value to me. I don't know who Deshaun Watson is.
He's a scary fantasy pick.
He is, because I watched him in practice. The Eagles had a joint session with the Browns. You know, he didn't look too good. And, you know, it's early and you can't judge and everything else, but it's a scary pro. Like, you know, some guys, who knows, he could just fall off a cliff. To me, it's a stay away. Like, if you like him, you know, get him early, see what he's like, but he's too much of a wild card unknown for me to bet the over. And I agree with you. I like their team. I love, you know, I love a lot with the Browns. I like their defense. I love Chubb, but I don't know. I got to see it before I can approve an over.
Let's see I'm looking at Statsational's model for this one. We have Statsational's over under model up on the Sharp app. Let me pop that up on screen here. And I'm just looking at the model here for Cleveland, and he's at 9.8. The number's 9. I don't know. There's no value in this bet. Even if you're buying into the model number at 9.8, it's a little too close for me. And I think that division is a stay away, cuz I think you're right. It's too good of a division, and it's hard to know between the Steelers' improvement, you know, the Ravens' improvement. It's just a bad division. I think they're all going to knock each other down, and I think we've seen this before in the AFC North, where it ends up being like the Jets that make the playoff because none of these guys hit the 10 wins, and Aaron Rodgers delivers the miracle 9th or 10th win, and we get in there. So I could see that for sure. Let's keep rolling. keep rolling on through these. We're going to remember, by the way, you are watching the Wise Guys NFL Betting Show, Geek and Cuz. We're going to be with you all season long. So make sure you smash the like button. You're
four for us?
This is season three of the Wise Guys. And, it, you know, we're leveling it up.
You know, I'm a big fan of Geek.
I'm a fan of the Cuz, as you know. Listen, when you know, people in Sharp Discord and DFS are like, Geekus, they're calling me the Geekus. I'm like, I know where you came from. I know where I got you from. So, yes, I love it. And we will be with you all season. Cut Elite Sports Betting, legendary Philadelphia Eagles special Philly radio host, Cuz Gargano. I'm so happy to have you here. So pardon me if I'm excited, but I am. All right, let's keep going. Your not favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys, coming in with a 10, the new home of Trey Lance.
Pick up Lance.
What's up with that, right? They're juiced minus 135 to the under 10.5 wins. And as you know very well, Cuz, Dallas is a pretty good regular season team, but they tend to falter in the playoffs. Last couple of years, injuries.
I think it's a good number. I think 10.5 Geek is actually a pretty good number. I could see them win 11 games. I don't think they're a 12-win team, but I could see them winning 11 games, and that wouldn't surprise me. And I could see them go in 10. Like, I like their defense a lot. I agree with you when it comes to the whole regular season thing. I'm pulling up their schedule right now. So if you look at their schedule, and let's take a quick kind of run through it. So if you go, you start off Giants on the road, then your Jets at home, but the Jets could be dangerous. You got Arizona, that's a lock. Home against New England, they should win that. On the road against San Fran.
Lost. On
the road against the Chargers. Like, that's tough.
Could lose.
Rams at home, they win. At Eagles, they lose. Home Giants, they win.
They're going to lose one game to the Giants.
Maybe. It could be the opener.
Yeah.
At Carolina is a win. Home Commanders a win. Home Seahawks, probably a win. Eagles again. Then you got to go to Buffalo. Then you got to go to Miami. I mean, and then you get the Lions, which is no joke. Like, that's a tough schedule. Dolphins on the road. Bills on the road. You're going to have to play the Eagles twice. You got the Chargers on the road and the Niners on the road. That's a rough schedule.
And an improving Giants, you know, the where do they get their win? Yeah, they got to play the Jets. Again, tough game. Could win. Tough. Yeah, I don't know. I there's no way I'm betting the over. I think I'd lean under. If I had to, I don't see a play there, but I'd lean under.
Yeah, I would lean under too, but I wouldn't play it because, like, could I see them going on a bit of a roll? Yeah, I could. You know, I could see them getting to 11. I just think it's a great number. If it's 9.5, you know, I might go over. If it's 11, I'm going under. It's that kind of thing.
Put it like this. You know, these are bets, Cuz, and you have to factor in things that are out of our control. You cannot assume that the quarterback will be healthy for 17 games. And that's where we can sit here and look through the schedule and say, yeah, the win, loss. But week four, Dak hurts the elbow, and all bets are off. And now they're a 6-win team. And so unders are safer in NFL futures for this reason. You have to factor just a smidge of, what if the quarterback gets injured? Can they win a game? Now, they actually won some games with the backup QB last year. That's fine, but they're going to play against better teams. I don't think you're going to win those games with, you know, Trey Lance or I forget the other backup's name over there. But I think that's, you have to factor in that Dak has an injury propensity at this. Like, he gets hurt a lot. So you can't really trust him very much. Broncos.
This is year, by the way. You know that.
What's that?
This is a make or break year for him too.
Well, I don't know that they brought in Trey Lance as a, like, hey, if you're not good, we're going to replace you with this guy kind of guy. I'm not really.
was the guy.
Yes, Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush is a backup quarter. He's no threat to be a starter. But yeah, I don't think that Jerry Jones is going to deal with Dak. I like Dak Prescott, by the way. I think he's better than I feel like Dallas fans.
Like the fantasy.
But yeah, no, he's been good for fantasy at times and horrible at times. He's a swinger. The last couple of years, he has not been a good fantasy quarterback, but I think that could turn now that they got rid of Zeke and his sort of, I think the whole team is better without Zeke. By the way, I do think the Cowboys leveled up by getting rid of Zeke. Zeke was like a weight around your shoulders.
It's running, yeah,
and he ran like he had a weight on his shoulders too, like all slow. And just like he ran like he had something, somebody was holding him back.
Yeah. He had an anchor around his waist.
Yeah, the anchor. Yeah. He was running like, you ever see that drill where they carry something? It's like they're pulling like an anchor through like a plow. He ran when he didn't have anything, like he had that connected to him. All right. Broncos. Sean Payton at the helm. Can he fix Russell Wilson? Or no one can fix Russ.
Yeah. I think he can. I do. Listen, say what you want about him, and I'm not the biggest fan of his. He's a good coach. And you look, what he said, he wasn't wrong talking about how bad the Broncos were last year and how bad their leadership and coaching was. I mean, it was abysmal. So, you know, I think if anybody could do it, I do think Peyton could do it.
8.5 wins. Let's think about the division for a second.
Right. Chiefs are good. Chargers are good. Raiders are not.
Raiders aren't.
Broncos. Right. Broncos, 8.5. Too many questions, right? Like the idea of Russ still scares me. Can I see Peyton fixing him? Yes. But I wouldn't do it to you. I can't. I got to see it. That's what I'm talking about. You can't bet every over under for every team and every win total.
My gosh. It's one thing to have a lean, cuz it's another thing. I like if you really only want to bet the incredible value spots. So I'm going to give you two more red flags for the Broncos, by the way. Number one, Jerry Jeudy already injured. We haven't even started the season.
Yep.
Javonte Williams coming off one of the most horrific knee injuries, a catastrophic. He didn't have just the ACL, because he got the ACL, the MCL, the PCL. All the CLs went for him. And J.K. Dobbins took two full seasons to come back from that same injury. So I'm not sure that they're going to have like a full speed Javonte Williams. I don't know what the deal is with Jeudy. He can't stay healthy. Cortland Sutton has not proven himself to be very good outside of one season. So I think that offense, just in general, now it could go the other way. We could see a resurgence of Cortland Sutton. We could see the rookie Denzel Mims. I keep the Jets had his, the brother that got, I can't remember the first names, but the rookie looks pretty good. Jeudy could come back and play week one for all we know, and everything's fine. But I think that team can go a lot of different ways. It's a little, I'd probably lean over at +110.
I don't know, but there's a problem again. Is the division's good?
Broncos usually steal a win. They seem to steal a win against the Chiefs like most years.
Marvin Mims.
Marvin.
That was the one the Jets had.
Yeah, I was like one of the Mims brothers got cut from the Jets. I can't. I'll be the same. I called Derek Carr David Carr for like 7 years. You can't have the same. Last name, it messes me up, but this is probably a no play, but 8.5 I think is probably a fair number for that team. Let's talk Lions here, and we're back to the NFC North. Lions, they slap a 9.5 total on these guys. The up and coming team.
I'm buying the hype.
You're buying?
Yep. Give me the 10.
Yeah,
the Lions.
They could win the division. We'll get to the division winners. But they could win that division. I think they're as live as anybody to win the NFC North. And I love it. I love Dan Campbell. I'm a fan. I like that.
I do too. And I just think they're good. Honestly, I think that's a good team. I think they're built well up front. I like them.
Amon-Ra.
I mean, Goff settled in. Goff had a nice year. because he's Jared Goff, people look at him, they kind of snub their nose. I'm telling you, he's a good quarterback. You just got to sometimes you give it up. Like, he's in a good system. He's got great receivers.
Not that the Rams want that trade back, but I mean, if you have to choose between Goff and Stafford right now, I don't even think that's a snap decision that you made. He didn't even have to think for a minute.
No, but you won a Super Bowl, right? So mission accomplished.
They got what they needed. This is one where I do think there's value, and it's the Packers line, 7.5 games, and it is effectively juiced to -120 to the over. So it's pretty even odds here at 7.5 games. But, like, you know, I think that's
I would lean over.
Yeah.
My only thing I worry about is if you're going to bet over, you're going to bet two teams over in the same division is a little scary, because if I had to choose, I would take Detroit. But I do like Green Bay over. I told you that earlier. I think they're a good team. I think you're getting value because no Rodgers means the public is pounding the under. So I would make over a play for Green Bay. Again, well, just like we talked about, you're bringing back Jones, right? You're bringing back, you got good young receivers, Watson and Dobbs, like those kids, Romeo Dobbs, they're good.
I'm a big fan of Christian Watson, love him. Yeah. And the defense is good. Yair Alexander, they have elite cornerback play over there. I think 7.5 is, I would lean over as well. I think it's a fair number. I don't know that they're a playoff team. We'll see.
Not a playoff team, but I go over.
I do have an under coming up in a minute that I like a lot, but not this. This next one I really want to hear. But say, so Houston Texans, they've got the rookie quarterback CJ Stroud in the house. Not much going on the offense outside of that. I'm not in love with the wide receiver group at all. Just Nico Collins, it's Mechie. There's is Robert Woods on that team, I believe, mm-hmm. at this point. Yep. Bobby Trees, old man Trees.
Trees.
Old man Bobby Trees. What's the number? Pierce, what's that?
What's the total?
The total here is 6.5 games. I want to go under real bad.
Yeah, I love you. I don't think Stroud's ready.
If he looks bad, this team might not get 2 or 3 wins.
Yeah, I think there's definite value in the under.
Yeah, I'd lean under as well. Pierce, fine. I haven't been drafting a whole lot.
By the way, first year coach, I love D'Amico. I know D'Amico well. D'Amico Ryan's is going to be a good coach. He's a great coordinator. But look, they're not ready to win. This is one of those, you know, growing pains years. You got a young quarterback. Throw him in the mix. W's and L's don't matter. You know, it's not a playoff team. And so I think it's way too many games. Give me the under.
Agreed. Now, here's another one. The Colts, Anthony Richardson at the helm, rookie QB, does not look ready for the NFL. We'll see. Love the kid, but man, you talk about raw. He makes Justin Fields look like a polished prospect. Season one Justin Fields. This kid is raw. And I love his athleticism, but I don't know. I don't know how the Colts
are getting arm. I mean, listen, I'm with you. He's young. Good coach. I like Steichen. I think they're going to run the Eagles offense. He's going to run the ball a lot. They're going to run a lot of RPRs like they did with Jalen. But again, it's going to take him a while to become a thrower in the NFL. What's the total?
6.5.
Yeah, I mean, I can only look under.
I actually love the under. I think it's a great play.
Yeah,
I don't. And if, by the way, cuz if Jonathan Taylor gets traded, this number will go to 5.5.
Yeah.
So like that's a number you want to smash right now, because that trade will go through. He's going to go down just like the Arizona line. Worse. I got
3 plays in the AFC South.
Ooh, okay. We're getting there.
So I got under. We just went over Houston. We just went over Indianapolis. And now?
Jacksonville.
Over.
Yeah, baby.
All day long. Games. Their offense is going to be nasty. We saw Lawrence become sunshine. Everything that we thought he could be, he showed you glimpses last year. He's going to have a monster. monster. I love their offense. I think Peterson's going to just press it to the floor, and they're going to look good. I love the over, Jacksonville.
I'm just going to give you my fantasy football take on this guy, Trevor Lawrence. By next season, this time, Trevor Lawrence will be looked upon in the same light, actually, as we today look at Herbert and Burrow.
I tried to get him. We were in a dad's fantasy league, and I couldn't get him. I was so mad.
Lawrence is my backstop in fantasy this season. So if I miss on Fields, I always make sure I get Lawrence as my backstop, because it drops, the quality drops massively after T-Law. I love this kid. So hell yeah. Sunshine, the whole deal. Calvin Ridley now? You added Calvin Ridley to already a great offense?
Yeah.
I love the offense.
I'm with you. I love their offense.
And look who they get to smash. You got two free wins against Houston. You got two free wins against the Colts. It is an easy division.
I love the over.
Yeah, I'm about it. All right, Chiefs, 10.5 juiced to minus 250. That's not even a real line at this point. You got to look at 11.5 to kind of get closer to the even odds. So 11.5, I'm going to say for the Chiefs, cuz Chiefs are awesome.
Yeah, but I'm not betting that. Here's the problem. The Chiefs defense, losing the big boy up front, you lose Clark. I don't know. I mean, again, they're going to have to overcome that. And, you know, I always tell you about my boy Spags and the legend of Spags and how great a coordinator he is. And he's going to work magic. But, you know, again, you win Super Bowls. And if they're 10-7, would it surprise you?
How about 11-7, you know, and you still lose the bet? So that's the problem. They got to get to 12 or 11-6. You still lose the bet. They need to hit 12. I think they probably do get to 12, cuz, in fairness.
Yeah.
I think 13 is like what I would expect.
I wouldn't play it.
Playing the under, I'll tell you that. So, yeah, that's what we call a fair number. Some of these are fair numbers. There's no point in playing a fair number. We're not getting value. We're trying to get value-based bets, and if it's a fair number, it's a fair number. Chargers number's a little bit lower than I would have thought initially at 9.5.
Yeah, I love the Chargers over. Love the Chargers. In fact, you know, you might want to sprinkle some. We'll talk about this later, but I would sprinkle some dust on the Chargers to win the division.
Ooh.
And maybe even the conference.
I don't know. Really?
Yep. I mean, I hate the coach, so don't get me wrong. But I love Herbert. If their defense is healthy, I think they're a good team. My two healthy plays to get out of the AFC, Chargers and Jacksonville.
I love the Jacksonville spot, so I'm gonna jump on board. I do think that Herbert still seems to have, I don't know if it's the coaching or if it's Herbert himself.
The coaching.
They're having trouble closing out games over there, and that's got to be put on the coach.
I'm telling you, he's a player. It's not him. They have a buffoon as a coach. No, you know, he only goes by numbers, and he's an analytic. He's an analytic head. Trust me, Herbert's real.
I think so too. But it is interesting. Now, here's another one. So remember earlier I talked about injury risk in these game totals. Well, this one is where injury risk, you know, comes into play. And this is this 9.5 number for the Dolphins. Cause you give me a healthy season of Tua, I'm smashing the over here. I think the Dolphins are very good. I think their offense is good enough. I love the coach. I really do. He's like a young, brilliant mind. I love the speed game that they play over there. There's so many things that I love about the Dolphins. But I'm worried about Tua. I'm worried about that he's one hit away from a career end. I
never play over to Miami. As much as you love their weapons and you go Hill, Waddle all day long, what do you think of Waddle from a fantasy perspective?
I think Waddle's very, very good. I think the problem with Waddle is the same. It's if when Tua is healthy, Waddle has great games. I think he's a little overvalued in fantasy because Hill is the clear top dog there. But Waddle is sort of, I take Olave over Waddle, for example.
Yeah, I agree.
I like Olave better than Waddle. I like DeVonta Smith, who I believe is the number one wide receiver for the Eagles. Talk about that. But like, I like DeVonta over Waddle, even though consensus rankings are not this, you know, me, I don't do consensus. Like if you're following my approach to fantasy, you're not the consensus. So I like those guys more. I don't think you could bet this team. I agree with you. As much as I think a healthy Tua, though, a full season with Tua healthy, they compete for the AFC East title. They are competitive with the Bills, but I cannot trust the kid to stay.
Bills, Jets, Dolphins, Patriots. That's my order.
If the Jets were to beat out the Dolphins, as a long suffering, I'll be surprised. I don't have confidence in it because I just think bad shit happens to the Jets. I don't want to say what's going to happen to Aaron Rodgers this year, but I know the Jets. We've been through this with Brett Favre. I'm familiar with this script. It's been written.
He's in a better place than Favre was.
Yes. Yes. But it doesn't mean it doesn't mean the Jets curse won't find its way. Long suffering. Sorry. Long suffering. Vikings. That's the one area I allow my Jets biases to come in. It's like, not allow any hope at all. Never have any hope if you're a Jets fan. Sorry, Jets fans. Vikings. Look at this number, cuz. 8.5. This is team won 12 games. They're so good. Playoffs. 8.5?
Yeah, because their defense is horrendous. We talked about it before. You know, and then you got Cook, no more Dalvin Cook. They're changed a little bit, right? No feeling. I mean, I'm saying both those guys ran their course, but when they were younger and healthier, I mean, they were studs.
I love Jordan Addison.
Yeah,
Pitt. He was so good.
He was a good he's a good player. He really is. At Pitt, he was sensational. And Cousins, serviceable quarterback.
You got to be tempted to the over at 8.5. I think that's tempting. No,
suck up.
Suck a bet.
Suck them.
Patriots, 6.5.
I would lean under. I don't want anything to do with the over. I'd lean under.
I don't want to talk Patriots too much. Fuck them.
This is why I missed you. I agree with
you. Boring team, too. I don't like them.
I mean, they have a great defense or a good defense, but I agree. I don't want to touch it. I would lean under.
Saints. We talked about the Saints before.
I think there's some value in the over here.
9.5 games. It's juiced. Plus 105. 9.5. QB.
I mean, look, I've never been a huge Carr guy, but you can't tell me. You look at that division, you'd rather have Carr, wouldn't you? Like right now, the win?
Best QB in the division.
Right.
I'm not a big Carr guy, but Carr did support some great seasons from DeVonta last year. He supported a great season out of Waller and Hunter Renfro. He's they're getting Kamara pretty much for the whole season at this point. Good defense.
I think they got enough talent to win 10 in that division.
Still a lot to ask.
Agreed. But I we talked about them with Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa's horrendous. I mean, I think that home field in New Orleans is always legit. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's okay. I think for me, it's probably a no bet. 9.5. I just think it's too close to, I think their best case scenario is 10. So I want to have
let me go schedule with you.
Let's take a look. All right. So we're looking at Saints schedule, right?
All right. So Titans at home, win. On the road, Carolina, win. In Green Bay, loss. Home, Tampa, win. On the road, New England, they got a shot. I'll say loss. On the road, Texans, that's a win. Jaguars, home, loss. At Colts, win. Home, Bears, win. At Minnesota, you got a shot. At Atlanta, home Lions. home Panthers, home Giants, at the Rams, December 21st.
You can win that. They're winning that game.
Yeah, because Stafford will be that hurt. At Tampa, home Atlanta. Dude, there's double-digit wins here.
Yeah, it's a soft schedule. You're right. It is a soft enough schedule. I think there's, you know, there's a good argument there.
I think so.
You're not going to like my lean on this next one, cuz. The Giants. The Giants. 7.5 game projection. It's too low. It's too low.
I don't know. I just don't. Maybe, but I thought they were a paper tiger last year. I think you're going to sucker all the New Yorkers. Oh, you know, you're a Jet man, so
I'm not a fan.
Sucker all the big blue guys. All the gents over.
I'm telling you, cuz I don't know. I think I saw something. I know you've been laughing at me about this. You've ridiculed me.
Wow, Danny Dimes.
My feelings. But
how do you look? How do you look against the Eagles in the playoffs?
Listen, against the Eagles in the playoffs, there's pressure. But this kid looked better. Daboll is an actual great coach.
I love Brian Daboll. I'm just shocked that he continued to go with Danny Dimes.
I think he's good. I think Danny Dimes really? Looked good.
I mean, maybe because he had no receivers that I look at him, I go, he just is unimpressive to me.
If you
like, he can move a little bit. I think he's from the quarterback tree. There's a million of those kinds of Danny Dimes guy. He's a pine cone.
You're saying he's a dime a dozen?
He's a Danny Dimes a dozen.
Danny Dime a dozen? Danny Dime a dozen? Oh, man. Did we just coin that here, cuz? Did that just happen on the Wise Guys? Danny Dime a dozen. I like Danny Dime. Listen, what I like about him, you know
what?
He runs.
You're a leg man. You're always a leg man.
I want quarterbacks.
I'm an arm guy.
No, I want running quarterbacks.
Like a wing.
Mobility. Even give me Trevor Lawrence, arm, legs. That's the ultimate. Mahomes. What's Mahomes? Mahomes is he's got it all. That's the best.
Yeah, but he don't even and he doesn't even move that well as much as he used to.
He chooses not to, but he doesn't need to because he throws it. But when he needs it, he has it. And that's the Lawrence way. He's got it. That's what Aaron Rodgers did. Vintage Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but Dimes is not anything like that.
No. Dimes is
he's
the better part of his game, and the throwing is not so good. But he needs to run more. I saw it at the end of the season.
Get rich running your quarterback.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Injuries aside, you know, the problem with the running quarterback is he expires at like 29 because that's when running backs expire. And sorry, if you don't get your arm going, it ain't going to last. That's everybody. Look at Lamar. They're reshaping him into a pocket passer this year. You can't keep running Lamar out there at 27, 28. It's not going to work. I like the over on the Giants. Jets are at 9.5, cuz. You know, there's a lot of hype around Aaron Rodgers. And that's the defense.
Let's look at the Jets. See, I worry about, because I still think Buffalo there's value there with the Bills. Is there value at 9.5? I want to say yes.
Check the schedule. It's horrible. Take a look at this, cuz.
Okay, so you know.
They are.
Bills home. Wait, Bills home to start the season.
Loss. At the Cowboys. Loss.
Ooh.
Patriots.
Home Patriots.
Win. That's one.
Home Chiefs. Ooh.
Loss.
At Denver. That's tough.
Could lose.
Home Eagles.
Loss. Oh, no.
Giants.
It's October 29th and the Jets have one win. You bet the over. Are you nuts?
Oh, you can't go near this. You're right at the schedule.
This How about is horrible.
This? Chargers after the Giants?
Brutal.
Then you got to go to Vegas. Then you got Buffalo again. Then you got Miami.
Jets beat the Chargers, right? Go on the road to the Raiders, win. Then they lose to the Bills on the road. Then they lose to the Dolphins. Falcons win. Texans win. Dolphins, don't know. Commanders, they win. Browns, loss.
You're in Cleveland.
Patriots, at the Patriots. For the playoffs.
Oh, dude, I didn't see that schedule.
It's horrible. That
schedule is horrendous.
You bet the under on the Jets.
Yeah. I you know what? I love the Bills. You know, I need to amend my division after looking at that schedule.
Now, it's
I love the Bills. I love the Bills even more.
Yeah.
Because everybody's off Buffalo, and I'm not a Tua truther. I don't like New England. I love this Bills. I love the Bills even more now.
Jets are not making – they're not – I think they can make the playoffs. They're going to have to steal a win or two here in this – like, they'll have to beat the Giants there. They're going to have to steal – like,
That's a tough schedule.
The Giants is here. But, like, they got to beat the Broncos on the road. They need to steal a win or two in this early going. I don't think the Jets are beating the Cowboys at Dallas in week two.
I don't know. I mean, could you see Rodgers? You know, I don't know. Maybe they could.
Yeah, but they're going to be underdogs in that game. You're right. They'll be the underdog.
I agree.
So it's a rough schedule for my beloved New York Jets. And I think the hype, the hard knocks hype, you got to be on the underside because all of the juice and the you know, everything's to the over. When the hype is to the over, you got to be on the under. So I hate it. I think they make the playoffs with 9 wins. They make it. Remember, a lot of teams make the playoffs now.
I could get behind that.
Big number on the Eagles, 11.5. You know, they're you know, they have
their first 8 games. Try to find me a loss.
You know, the Eagles will lose because they're so
good. I'm saying it gets hard. Don't get me wrong, but early on at New England, they're gonna win that home Minnesota, at Tampa, home Washington, at the Rams. At the Jets, maybe. Home Dolphins. At Washington. Home Cowboys. And then they go, this is where the schedule gets tough. Home Cowboys at Kansas City. Home Buffalo. Home Niners. At Dallas. At Seattle. Home Giants.
They're going to lose one of these Giant games, cuz. They're going to lose one of the Giant games.
They didn't play this year.
Bills. They, you know...
Sweep. They beat them 3 times last year.
Yeah. The 49ers is a tough game. You know, they got a freebie against the Cardinal. That, you know, you want to talk about, by the way, you want a dangerous fantasy football play. You got Jalen Hurts as your starting quarterback. You're going into the fantasy championship. It's week 17. You're looking at the schedule like, oh, we got the Cardinals. Yeah, baby. And then the Eagles are like, Jalen, have a rest. We've already blocked up the playoffs.
So let me ask you a question, because you're a fantasy guru. I've never thought the whole thing was fair. I almost think it should be a season long, almost like 1920s, you know, baseball, right? Like where you get automatically to... You know, do you have the most points?
Here's the deal.
Because that's not fair.
There's a format that plays that way, best ball format, which is fine. There is a format that does play exactly as you mentioned it.
So that's best ball?
It's best ball. And you don't have to manage the team, and whoever has the most points at the end wins. Like, that's one of the ways that best ball can function. But I will tell you this, because we've tried every method in fantasy. It's just not fun. Because when somebody has won it, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun. There's a championship game. The league is watching. We're paying attention. I don't care what you did. That's the heartache. Just like in real football, a Vikings team that was like 14-2 last year, they go in the playoffs and they lose in the first week. Like, what happened here? Yeah. So it's just not fun. But you're right. It's not fair, but it's not fun. So the way you level out the fairness in fantasy is you give an award for regular season wins, and there's money that goes out to the number one team in the regular. So like that person does get some bennies, even though they lose at the end. But you know, last year especially was a really rough one with that Bills game and DeMar and all of that happened. And it kind of destroyed millions of fantasy teams. All right, let's get back to it. We're coming towards the end of our teams here, but one of your favorites, cause the Steelers 8.5.
-140.
Do we go 9.5?
Over.
Just stick with 8.5?
Yeah, stick with the 8.5 and take the win. They could win 10, but I love over 8.5. I'm
hearing good things about the quarterback Pickett.
Pickett looks great. Yeah. I love him. The defense is stout. I'm a big George Pickens guy. I think the kid, we got Najee, but I like the other kid, the other Mason. Running back.
Mason.
I like him a lot.
Najee, they say
he's going to push him.
Najee, they say was kind of had a rough year last year because of a metal plate in his foot. He had the Elizabeth Frank. was out with Elizabeth for a little bit of the season. And they say he looked a lot better when the metal plate came out of the foot last year, and he's never been better, blah, blah. But they're saying all the right things about Najee. So
Jalen Warren. I like Jalen Warren.
Yeah, Jalen Warren. That's right. I'm down with it. You know, I think fantasy purposes, I actually prefer Deontay Johnson to George Pickens personally. Like, I think Deontay is probably going to be the better fantasy asset, but George Pickens does amazing things. I think they should probably throw to him more and he would be amazing. They just, you know, we'll see. So here we go. Seattle, Jackson Smith and Jigba added to the roster this year. A weird pick in Zach Charbonnet. Don't get it. Why are you taking second round running backs when you already took a third round? Why are you taking high pick running backs when you already have one? Why does Seattle always do this? Why do I hate Pete? I hate Pete Carroll. I dislike him. He lies. He does not tell truths, cuz.
Actually, I like Pete Carroll.
I like him as a nice guy, but he lies. He lies. He says great
things. You're going to go under?
9.5? Yes. Yes.
I'll take the 10.
You're going 10 on this one.
I'll take the over.
It's juiced to the under, too, at minus 155.
Hold on. Let's go schedule.
Now, remember, they're going to do this.
You got to look at these schedules. These are huge. All right. So let's look at it.
All right. Let's get
it. So 9.5, right? Home Rams win at Detroit. Home Panthers win.
Actually, at Detroit. That is a crazy high-scoring game at Detroit. Yeah.
You'll be stacking that game.
Win. They beat the Panthers. Giants, loss.
Win.
Bengals.
Loss. Arizona home, win.
That's a win.
Browns home. At Baltimore. Home Washington's a win. At the Rams. Home Niners. At Dallas. At Niners. Home Eagles. Oh, it gets tough. At Titans, home Pittsburgh, and then at Arizona. You're right. Listen, schedule's tough.
I mean, it's always fun to play the Cardinals twice. You're starting with the two.
Yeah, but it's tough, though. Your point's correct.
If the Rams are terrible.
9.5, I think they can get the 10, but no bet.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Jackson Smith and Jigba already a little bit dinged up, but I'm excited for that kid. I'm excited for that kid and what he's going to bring down the road. 49ers, 10.5 wins, cuz. Massive juice to the over at minus 145.
I can't bet the over. I don't understand why everybody would. Great defense. You know, you got the weapons.
If this was even odds, I'm taking the over.
Are you? Yeah.
If it was even, but it's not. I don't know.
I'm not. 10.5 is a lot. You got McCaffrey who can get dinged up on you. I don't know.
It's just it's a bad division. Like, they're beating the Rams. They're beating Arizona. Probably that's 4 wins right there. They're probably going to take at least one against Seattle. So you're starting with a 5. And you're kind of starting with a 5 here. Unless the Rams have a miraculous. You know what? I don't want to count the Rams out. Is it possible that the Rams have a miraculous turnaround?
I don't see how, because I can't see Stafford making it through. Here's the Niners schedule. At Pittsburgh, at Rams, like you said, home Giants win, home Arizona win, home Dallas, at Cleveland, at Minnesota, home Cincinnati, at Jacksonville, home Tampa, where's wins, at Seattle, at Philadelphia, home Seattle, at Arizona, home Baltimore, at Washington, home Rams. That's a lot of wins there.
I'm looking at the possible losses. They could lose on the road to the Steelers. I'll give that a 50-50, right? They can lose at home. They could lose to the Cowboys. Probably won't, but they could. Browns would probably beat the Browns.
They're not losing Dallas at home.
Yeah, they should win that game.
I mean, they could lose to Cleveland. In Cleveland, I could see that.
You know, they're losing to the Eagles.
They could beat them. Like, that's possible. Jacksonville can beat them.
Yeah, Jaguars.
Eagles certainly can beat them and have beaten them.
I mean, they only need.
I mean, you know.
It's only five losses here at this number. So, I there's no way I'm betting the over. I don't even.
It's a good number. It's a good number.
And by the way, the part that we're not even addressing here, and this is why you have to bet the under or nothing. Listen, Brock Purdy got hurt last year.
Yeah.
And who's the backup? Sam Darnold. So there's.
Oh, boy.
Sammy, I see ghosts. I see dead people. That's Sam Darnold. You don't want him as your quarterback. Yeah. He's good for one game and then he falls apart. So I don't trust the rookie at all. There's no way I'm betting the over. Fuck that. No. But I do think they probably get there. All right. Couple teams left here. Bucks, you know, Baker Mayfield season. What if Baker Mayfield's not as bad as everybody thinks?
I don't like Tampa. I just, you know, I can't.
No. Terrible team.
Yeah.
All right. I like Rashad White, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that. Rashad. I'm a big Rashad White this season. I got him in every best ball, every team. I've drafted, by the way, cuz, I've drafted about 75 best ball teams at this point.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got problems. I do it. So I have it right now. Right now, my phone is buzzing like, you're up. You're next. I do these slow drafts. I gotta show you this. I do these slow drafts. You just make a pick once every 8 hours. Like, it's an 8 hour clock. So you just check your phone like a couple times a day and you make a bunch of picks. And they're like $5 leagues. You just enter them over and over and over again.
That's cool. That's fun.
You don't have to manage it. There's nothing to do. After you draft it, you just check at the end of the year, did I win?
You root.
Yeah, and then you didn't even remember who you got, so you're not even rooting. All you do is you check at the end of the year, and you're like, oh, or like middle of the year, you look, and you're like, holy shit, I'm doing well in these four, you know, in these few teams. My problem is when I do the tournaments in best ball, I'm so on my group of players, I don't really diversify in such a way that gives me a real chance.
Yeah.
So I like to play like these leagues where I'm up against regular people in 12-person leagues, but like, you know, for five.
Yeah, you're, right, you're a ringer.
I don't know if I'm the ringer, but I do have a pretty good win rate on those. I think I've won like 85% of the ones that I've entered.
Swindler.
Yes, yeah, it is a good win rate. Titans. We got two teams left, cuz. The Titans set at 7.5. That's a low number.
I have no interest in betting the Titans over. None. I knew you were gonna go, I'm not gonna like him a little bit.
I think I like the rookie running back. I don't think Ryan Tannehill is a bad quarterback. I love the addition of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And the coach is good.
Yeah. I get that.
7.5. That's a low number. I don't mind it. I would
stay away, but I get why you would like it.
Last team on the mix here, the Washington Commanders set. It's juiced to the under 6.5.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, what's that quarterback want to do?
Sammy Howell looked okay in his one start. Looked okay. He looked all right. Yeah. But, you know, the pedigree is not good.
Weapons. I, you know, I'm a big Jahad Dotson fan.
Love Jahan. Terry McLaurin.
Scary Terry.
And Sizzles.
Yeah, I think there's a feel-good feeling in Washington now, but I don't think they're good enough.
Cuz what happens when you get rid of, you remember Urban Meyer, hate the face, right? Yeah. The team was elated when they finally got rid of him.
No, that's what's happening in Washington now with Daniel Snyder and Josh Harris.
But mostly Snyder. Snyder was walking around like the poison. He was a dark cloud just walking around. Everything he touched, you know, in that franchise turned to shit. Right. Yep. He's gone now. The fog has cleared. The the clouds have parted and the sun is shining down. It's shining its countenance down upon them.
You like the Eagles, you like the Cowboys, you like the Giants. You can't bet over every
team. I know, it's a problem. I like this division a lot. This NFC East is good. I don't think this team is good. I'm just saying I think Sam Howell, maybe not completely garbage, but this number is kind of reflecting that. That's the problem.
I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I don't. Six and a half might be a big ask, but I just wanted to point out that I think they're less horrible. They're not as bad as some of the worst teams.
Go there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's. I know you had some division winners that you wanted to talk about here, and some pizza bets.
Yes, so, I got a pizza. Let's go quickly through this.
Yeah, we'll run through the divisions. AFC East. We got the Bills.
Love the Bills.
I think at +120, that's one of the best values.
I love them all day long. Love
plus Buffalo. Money. Put them in your lineup.
Yep.
AFC North. I think this is one of the most difficult to prognosticate divisions. How about the Ravens +235?
Yeah, listen, I told you I like Baltimore. But if you're looking for complete value,
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. Look at that number.
I think the Bengals are one of the worst values on the board because this is such a good division.
Yeah.
Can't trust them to win it. Jaguars. Can anybody threaten the Jaguars in the AFC South? Yeah, a lot.
Free money.
You got to put that in there.
Free money.
That's a bet.
Yes.
I got no bet on Bengals. I got no bet on the North, but I like the. I think
that's
these are
free,
bets.
That's free money. I love Jacksonville.
That's a bet. AFC West, Chiefs -165. You said you like the Chargers +290. Take the juice.
Yeah, I do like. I like the Chargers.
I need more juice than +290 to go up against Mahomes, cuz.
I get you. That's fair.
I need more juice than that.
Fair.
NFC East, Eagles. Who's threatening the Eagles? The Cowboys?
No. Lock. Put that in there.
Lock it in there. Look at this parlay. We're at +530 already.
That's it.
NFC North. Well, we only got the three. They're all, +530. Hey, that's not bad.
I like Detroit. But I wouldn't put it in that parlay.
I'm not touching any of these NFC North teams. Anybody could win it. I don't know which one to like. I like the Bears a little bit. I like them all. And so that means I don't like any of them. I can't pick one. NFC South.
Saints.
I'm not putting them in a parlay, cuz. I think the Falcons.
I agree.
I think the Falcons could get there. I only want to put lock buttons in here. Right.
Well, I like the three locks right there. I think you're right there.
And then we have the last of them. And this might be a lock as well. The 49ers. No. Seattle could threaten.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. You're going to sneeze at +530.
No, I think that's a spectacular bet. And it's almost like these are lock button situations.
Yeah.
Now, nothing is a lock. I don't want to actually use that terminology. It's not a good, but like nothing's a lock, guys. And you know.
No, but I love that. I love Buffalo, love Jacksonville, love the Eagles.
Yeah, I think this is
+530. That's a great play.
Yeah.
You're getting five to one on those teams. I'm in.
How fun is it to watch the season? You could do one bet like this. And betting is really important that we all treat it as entertainment, by the way. And guys, anybody who's out there, please, this is entertainment. Only bet your fun money. But you get to watch the whole season and root for these three teams to win their divisions and 5X your money, $100 bet, a whole season of happiness, like a fantasy football league.
Yep.
Rooting.
It's perfect.
Cuz what about the Super Bowl? You teased me a pizza.
I got one pizza bet and here it is. You ready?
Yes.
And you can't make money on Super Bowl. It's really hard cuz you're looking at value. But here's my pizza bet. Coach of the year. All right. I want you to pull that up.
Coach prepared me on
your odds. And there's a reason why. So when you're looking at coach of the year, you're going to scroll down and down and down to, I believe, 34-1. I believe my man is. You have him in front of you?
Here we go. Hang on. All right. Here we go. Bring it on screen. Coach of the year odds. Okay. Now, who are we looking for? Let's make sure I got the right year.
34-1, 33-1. One Nick Sirianni.
There he is. Plus, wait, why is he 35-1?
Here we go. 35-1. Now, listen to this. So last year he got host. He wasn't a top three guy. Because you know why? The coach of the year, they always love giving it to the bad team that overachieves or whatever you want to call it. But here's my argument for Sirianni. He got hosed last year. He loses both coordinators this year. Gannon, the defensive coordinator, is in Arizona. Steichen, the OC, is in Indianapolis. He's sitting there 35-1. They have a team that should roll through the NFC. He wins the division again. How is he not coach of the year?
Listen, at 35-1, that's
my pizza bet. That's
That is a pizza bet, and value is there. You know how? Yeah, you know how he's not the coach of the year if like some crappy team becomes good this year and that no one was expecting.
Yeah, but you go, wait a second, Sirianni did lost both coordinators. That's the fact there, Gigas. How many coaches lose both their OC and DC and then go on to win and replicate what they did?
Listen, at 35-1, that is a worthwhile pizza bet. And I know Cuz was going to deliver a spectacular pizza bet. Guys, we're going to be together all season long. Cuz and the Geek, you got to make sure you're subscribed here. You got to click the notifications. We're going to be, Cuz is spitting fire all throughout the season. We're going to be betting your place. I'm going to be tracking and betting the whole deal. It's going to be an awesome season. I'm super excited, Cuz. Thanks for jumping on with me.
Yeah, I love it. Great time, buddy.
This is fun.
Dragon, my man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And so we're going to wrap it up there. We got a pizza bet. Nick Sirianni, coach of the year. We got our four-play. We got our four-play parlay. Bills, Jaguars, Eagles, plus 530, division winner parlay. I'm putting this bet in as soon as we're done here. Okay, we're going to watch it all season. And you got your overs, your unders, Arizona, Atlanta. A lot of fun bets for today. But we'll be back next week. We're talking NFL week one and beyond. We'll have overs. We're going to have unders. We're going to have totals. We're going to add it all.
Don doesn't wear shorts.
My wife, she like, you know, after she said it, it was like a cigar came down and sunglasses, and she was like, you know, the music, and she just walked off. And all I was there, I'm standing like this. Like, she got me. You should have seen my face. I had nothing to say. I always have something to say, Cuz. I was just
there, you do.
Like this. Don don't wear shorts. I learned. Now, next time I'm outside on the grill, jeans, full length. All right, that's gonna do it, guys. We'll see you next time.